Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Wow, thank you, everybody. And what a beautiful Saturday evening it is for us here in Virginia Beach, Virginia. People have spent a day outside, beautiful weather. Very much different than last week when I guess it was pouring cats and dogs while I was still on my way back from Texas. So I want to remind everyone that Jimbo Baggins is joining me. He's riding shotgun here as my co-host. He's also hosting, managing. What are you doing in there?
You say moderating.
Yeah.
I'm just watching with him, technically.
He's in the Psychic Love Doctor Show Facebook page, which is streaming live right now. So if you'd like to see us in action, there you go. Come on down to Facebook. Come on down to Facebook Live and give us a holler so we know you're there. All right. So those of you that are new joining us tonight, thank you. It's wonderful to have you with us. Everyone's only a newcomer once. After that, you're part of the family. I've been trying to learn where everybody comes from. So if I guess and I'm wrong, I'm sorry. Hoping for the best with everyone, especially our international callers. So
take it away, Deb.
I want to remind you.
You have a dog emergency.
I want to remind you that I'm using only ordinary playing cards. We need to clarify that these are not tarot card readings. These are not oracles. There's also angel cards. There are so many beautiful systems out there, and this one is not pertaining to any one of them, okay? So we want you to understand that I could have studied them all, but I chose not to. Instead, I thought it might be better after my grandmother taught me the fundamentals that I keep the method pure so that no other system might, you know, by accident sort of bleed into personal prophecy. So what you're going to hear tonight is completely free of any influences beyond the realm of personal prophecy. Now, one thing I like to make sure everyone is aware of at the start is that this method employs two important tools. One is choice and one is change. What we do is we take the deck, we lay it out, and we use 24 cards in a layout, and we perceive the path that you are traveling. Now, a lot of what's on that path is going to be very delightful and wonderful to hear. Advances in your career, maybe a new love on the horizon, or it can be all sorts of, you know, wonderful developments, we'll say. But then at the same time, we might perceive things that are a little less than lovely. For instance, if your relationship, the one you're in, is waning, it's losing its sparkle, we're going to take a look at why, okay, why such a thing is happening and what you can do to improve it. We're also able to see what's going on in your job. Not everyone is working a job that they love. I would venture a guess the vast majority are not.
I'm sure somebody would rather be doing something different.
Oh, right. Sure, because when we talk about the card that illustrates a job in a reading, this is your J-O-B. This is what pays the bills. This is what feeds your family. This is not necessarily what fulfills you. That would fall more under a career pursuit. So we check for those nuances during your reading. And if there is anything that I feel you need to be made aware of, I will tell you. For instance, there are many times identity theft will come through in the cards. And simply by telling you to choose to be aware of that potential, then you have, in essence, changed your path to the future. Think about that. You'll be more aware, more cognizant of what's going on. Be mindful of your bank account and your personal belongings, say in your purse, your wallet. So this is why this method is so dynamic, and it's also a real life changer in so many ways. So we are going to get started after Jimbo does a little,
I don't know
what you want to call it, your protocol check, your
thunder.
Here in the studio, we have a great big white English sheep.
You heard it before
dog.
I did.
Huh?
You heard it before I did.
If we have, he's a golden retriever cream, English cream, something like that.
But
anyway,
you will survive.
He really hates thunder. And we see that he's shifting positions. So.
And we seem to get it every day lately.
Jesus. Yeah. All right, Jimbo, take it away.
Well, first and foremost, and the most important factor is the phone number to call in, 515-605. Hello? Can you hear me now? Hello? Hello? I was messaging you on Facebook because we can't hear you. I can hear you on Facebook. I can't hear you on Blog Talk.